Next onto the stage was Bill Cash. He's Conservative Member of Parliament for Stone. Like David Campbell Bannerman, he's a veteran of the Eurosceptic cause. He's done a lot of background research. He's done a lot of work in the House of Commons, a greatly respected Member of Parliament and one of the stalwarts of the Brexit cause.
A relief to be amongst real people. Why am I here? It's been a very long journey. 25 years since that Maastricht rebellion. And why were we doing it then? For the same reason that you've just seen me speaking about in the House of Commons, and as I've tried to do all these years. And I pay tribute to Peter and to David and to all the others and all of you for everything that you've done to try to restore to this country the right to govern itself.
Yeah.
Now you can all relax. I'm not going to talk about constitutional matters. That was just on the bit of paper here. I'm going to talk about what I feel. What I feel about this country. What happened over the last 40 odd years since we joined the European Union. The fact that since then, as we have gone further and further forward and deeper into this morass of legislation, this increasingly offensive system which we now have to leave. Who in this room wants to leave the European Union? Do you want to leave?
Yay!
I'll tell you why. Because it's about you. It's about your children. Just think about them. Think about your grandchildren. And think about your grandfathers and your grandmothers. And think about the fact that there were people who fought and died.
Yeah.
To be put by virtue of these hopeless negotiations into a permanent second tier of a two-tier Europe dominated by other countries. No!
No! No!
I said in the House of Commons on the 3rd of February, why has my right honourable friend bypassed the promises and the principles that he set out? Why in the Bloomberg speech did he say that our Westminster democracy was the root of our future in our national parliament? Under the system which is now before us, and if we were to stay in, it will become worse and not better. This red card system you heard about is a load of tosh.
Yeah.
To believe that something is happening. That's where the betrayal takes place. That's why I am so deeply determined during the whole of this campaign to fight and to fight again for your rights, your children's rights, and to stand up for the principles for which those people sacrificed so much in the past.
Yeah.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is about trust. It is about the trust that we have to place in our own selves. We have to fight for our future. It is not going to be a simple cakewalk. We are going to have to fight and fight and fight again against the bureaucrats. Against those men in unsmoke-filled rooms. Against the determination of other countries to do us down. This qualified majority voting system, which has accumulated through the treaties to drive us further and further away from our democratic birthright. And furthermore, the European Court of Justice, which adjudicates over our Supreme Court and over our Parliament, your Parliament.
How dare they?
I simply say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a historic moment. This is the moment when we fight back.
Yeah.
Are simply this. We were promised two things in a speech, in a statement made by the Prime Minister on the 23rd of March. He says, now we have the opportunity both to reform and to achieve a fundamental change in our relationship with the European Union. The first is about remaining in. And the reforms are weak and they are unacceptable because they don't achieve the second objective. And where is that second objective? The change in the fundamental relationship of ourselves with the European Union, which can only be achieved if we leave the European Union.
Yeah.
Change. So I promise and pledge to you, with Peter and all the others, that we will fight and fight and fight again for your future, your interests, and our great country.